In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's Gospel, we find the Lord at Capernaum, just as He has been the last several weeks. And in fact, what we don't hear in this Gospel is what happened right before it. And it's the similar situation that we hear in one of the other Gospels about the healing of Jairus' daughter. Because the Lord had gone in, had been sort of mocked because He said that the child was not dead, and yet He had raised her. Well, after this, He headed back to His own house. We've talked about this before. We normally don't think of Jesus as having a place that He could go to. But if there was one, it was Capernaum. And because that's where He spent a lot of His time, and that's where He even said that Capernaum would be exalted because of the good things that they had found in that area. And so at this time, when He's leaving after having raised this girl from the dead, there are two blind men who obviously had heard about Him. They couldn't have seen Him, but they had heard something about Him and probably heard the commotion in terms of what had just happened. And so they are following Him and crying out to Him, wanting help, because there was going to be no cure for blindness. They knew that, but they knew that something was special about this man, something that perhaps in some way He could help them, He could assist them. And so as they're crying out after Him, a remarkable thing happens. Nothing. He ignores them completely. He doesn't say a thing to them. And He keeps on walking until He finally gets to the house. And when they come inside the house, it's there out of the sight of anyone that finally He says to them, you know, what is it you want me to do? Do you want to receive your sight? And they believe and they say yes. And so He restores their sight right then and there. This is now the, by my count, sixth time in the gospel passages, all four gospels, where Jesus has restored sight to the blind. And of course, that was an Old Testament prophecy as well, that this is what would happen. And we know that Jesus went around and healed people everywhere. St. Gregory Palamas talks about the fact that there were probably just thousands. In fact, he wonders if there was anybody who was blind in that whole area at this time, if they went without their sight anymore, because He was healing everyone. But yet, St. Matthew picks out this particular instance in order to demonstrate, well, really a couple of things. Faith on the part of these two blind men and their patience as well. Because, you know, you can't have one without the other, if you really think about it. Faith is dependent on patience. Patience is dependent on faith. And it's easy to mouth, I have faith, Lord. Hurry up and answer me. It's easy to do that. And that happens a lot of times. But the patience has to accompany it. There was once a woman named Monica, who lived back in 5th century Carthage in North Africa. And her son, who had lived a really dissolute and really wild, wild life, he would have fit in really well with a lot of the things kids today are faced with. And he told his mother that he wanted to go to Rome, because Carthage was kind of a dull place, you know. Rome's where all the action was, and he wanted to go there. And his mother prayed to God, please, don't let him go. Don't let him go. This is going to be the end of him. But yet, the Lord allowed it. And so he went off to Rome. And strange thing happened while he was there, while he was no doubt going for the wrong reasons. He met a man named Ambrose. And Ambrose happened to be a bishop. And we know him today as Saint Ambrose. And Ambrose was a great, great preacher. And this young man was so enthralled by Ambrose's preaching that he decided to, well, leave Rome, go off to Milan where Ambrose was, where his see was, and live there and study with him. And eventually he accepted baptism. We know that man today as Saint Augustine, who lived this dissolute life. And in fact, in his confessions, Augustine says later on that my mother's prayer was ignored at this particular instance, so that her prayers that she had been uttering me for me constantly could be fulfilled. And that's exactly what happened. So Monica had a lot of patience. Sometimes things don't happen in the order we're hoping they're going to happen. The sequence seems to be out of whack to us, and we're required to sometimes exercise a huge degree of faith in terms of what is going on. I don't understand what's happening. When I was younger, before I became Orthodox, oh my goodness, I had it in my mind I wanted to be a minister. Didn't know what church yet, but wanted to be a minister. So I went seeking all kinds of churches. I spent 3 years doing this, and it took a long time. I was heading to Asbury Theological Seminary in Kentucky, to Emory here in Atlanta, to Garrett Theological Seminary, and Seabury Seminary up into the campus of Northwestern University. All of these different places, but it wasn't meant to be. And finally, I found the Orthodox faith, and that desire was still there. Of course, it was way too early at that point, but this is something that I wanted to do. But yet, it didn't happen for a long time. Not until I was 40 years of age was I finally ordained a priest. Some might think perhaps that was too soon. But God willing, that is what happened. And it was a huge exercise in patience because I didn't know what God had in mind. Because sometimes the desire for certain things is planted in us, but yet the Lord's looking way down the road because the desire may be good, but yet you're just not ready for something yet. You can't understand something yet. And so time goes by, and yet eventually something may happen that fulfills it. And with these two blind men, that's exactly what was going on. We don't know how long they had been blind, whether they were blind from birth, lost their sight. We had no idea. But we do know that their faith was great enough that they followed the Lord to this house. Now, it's not like it was on some isolated road somewhere. Capernaum was a very active city. And after the things Jesus had been doing, the crowds were tremendous. You can imagine they were swarming around him. And yet these two blind men, having to make their way to follow Jesus in the dark, so to speak, pushing aside people as best they could, making sure they were on the right road, making sure that they got to the house. It was an incredible effort on their part. So their patience in all of this paid off for them. It was rewarded, if you will, by the fact that they were so desperate to seek help and to receive that help. Sometimes, again, we feel the same way, don't we? We feel very, well, absolutely sure that something has to happen, and it has to happen this way. We know it, don't we? We're so sure of ourselves. We just know that this is the right thing. This is what's got to happen. And yet we pray to God, and the tumblers just don't fall in line very well for us, do they? And we wonder, what's going on? Is God not answering our prayer? Well, Most of the fathers say God always answers the prayers. It's just sometimes in ways that we don't want. And of course, St. Paul indicates to us that we don't get the things that we want because we're not asking the right things. So there's a lot that goes on in here. Okay, there's a great deal of faith that has to come together based also on the things that we are doing in order to follow the Lord. If you're not following the Lord, and all of a sudden you come to a crisis in your life, and it's, oh, Lord, Lord, you know, everybody's been there, right? And then we wonder why something isn't happening so easily. Well, why is that? The fathers also tell us that those who are baptized and not leading the life in Christ on the great day of judgment will not be accounted to stand among the baptized. So there's something on our part that we have to continue to do, that we have to continue to pursue. And if we pursue it, our faith is increased. The Lord, well, it's almost like you're trying to feed a duck out on the land, okay? You want him, he's in the water, you want to feed the duck. How do you get him to come out? You say, duck, come here? No, that doesn't work. You take breadcrumbs, don't you, and you drop them one after the other. And then that duck begins following you out of the water. Well, we're the ducks. The Lord is the one who gives the bread. And sometimes that's how he leads us, just a little bit at a time. We take some, okay, that increases our faith a bit. We move a little bit further along, increase our faith more, until finally we have enough confidence in the person that's giving the bread that we don't need the bread at all. We just follow them because we know that they're good. And that's what the Lord wants us to do with him. Faith and patience, because things don't always work out when we want them to. And that's a killer for most of us. It's hard when you feel so desperately about something and you feel like something's right and you want something to happen that's right and it doesn't happen. That's really hard. But the Lord asks for patience. Faith and patience are like this. You've got to have them both or you're not going to get anywhere. Blind men had it. Perhaps it was out of their desperation. Who knows? But they followed Jesus and they received their sight. My dear brothers and sisters, particularly in this day and age that we live in, patience is something that is imperative for all of us to acquire. It is indeed a virtue. Because sometimes things get so topsy-turvy in this world that we feel like something has to happen immediately in order to take care of a big problem or something that's happening instead of waiting on God for his time to work things out. If we do that, our trust increases, our faith increases, and if those both increase, then our love also will increase for our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the end, love for him is what he's looking for in us. Amen.